Good evening, this is Kent Lindquist, and welcome you back to another fine 2 hours of modern mainstream jazz here on the Lakeshore FM. Of course, we're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10, and we hope you'll make a habit of joining us each Sunday night at this time. We're going to open up the show with something by the Oscar Peterson Quartet from his album, A Tribute to My Friends. This is a Charlie Parker composition called Now's the Time. It was stolen from Charlie Parker and became a kind of a pop tune called The Hucklebuck, but it really was a jazz composition by Charlie Parker. And Oscar is joined by Joe Pass on guitar, Niels Heading Ørsted Pedersen on bass, Drup Martin Drew on drums. Let's listen to Now's the Time.
Thank you.
Oscar Peterson and his quartet doing a swinging version of Charlie Parker's composition Now's the Time from his Pabel album Tribute to My Friends. We're going to turn now to another great pianist coming out of the West Coast in the 50s and 60s, one of the more brilliant self-taught jazz pianists on the scene, and that's Hampton Hawes. And this is from his album called Four. And this is another Charlie Parker composition. It's a real swinger called Yardbird Suite. And Hampton is accompanied by Barney Kessel on guitar, Red Mitchell on bass, Shelly Mann on drums. Cut on a contemporary label back in 1958. Let's listen to Yardbird Suite. Thank you. That was pianist Hampton Hawes from his album 4, cut on a contemporary label. And he also has some nice, very nice guitar work there by Barney Kessel. And in the rhythm section, we had Red Mitchell and Shelly Mann. We're going to move now to another guitarist, Joe Pass, and he's going to do a composition called Relaxing at Camarillo. This was a working group with Joe Pass on acoustic guitar, John Pisano on rhythm acoustic guitar, Jim Ugart on bass, Colin Bailey on drums. This was cut live in a club in California. Let's listen to Relaxing at Camarillo.
Thank you.
been listening to the acoustic guitar of Joe Pass from his Pablo album, Appassionato, and that was a Charlie Parker composition called Relaxing at Camarillo.
I'm going to play something by Gary Burton, one of our, I think, favorite vibe players. He has a CD out entitled Gary Burton for Hamp, Red, Bags, and Kel, obviously all great vibe players themselves. The name of the tune he's going to play is Midnight Sun, and it features him on vibes, Christian McBride on bass, Lewis Nash drums, Russell Malone on guitar, Mulgrew Miller on piano. So let's listen to Midnight Sun.
Thank you.
Gary Burton and Friends doing a tune entitled Midnight Sun. I'm going to now go to a West Coast sound of Jack Montrose Sextet playing a tune entitled Fools Rush In, featuring Jack on tenor sax, Bob Gordon on baritone sax, Connie Condoli trumpet, Paul Muir piano, Ralph Pina bass, and Shelly Mann drums. When Fools Rush In. Thank you. I'm not sure Jack Montrose gets his due because some of the other tenor players seem to be either recorded more or something. But Jack Montrose sextet doing Fool's Rush In. I'm going to now go to organ player Joey DeFrancesco, featuring Houston Pearson on sax, Melvin Sparks on guitar, and Brian Landham on drums, doing a tune entitled Witchcraft.
Thank you.
Joey DeFrancesco from a CD. Joey DeFrancesco plays Sinatra his way, doing a tune entitled Witchcraft.
Let's slow things down a little bit. We haven't done too many ballads here in the first hour of the show, so we're gonna remedy that right now by the big tenor sax sound of Eddie Lockjaw Davis doing the beautiful ballad that was written by Ray Noble called The Very Thought of You. This was Lockjaw's working group. Shirley Scott on piano. Shirley usually played organ on the CDs that Lockjaw cut, but she would alternate on piano once in a while. George DeVivier on bass. Arthur Edgehill on drums, all part of that working organization. Let's listen to Eddie Lockjaw Davis do The Very Thought of You. Thank you. unmistakable deep full-bodied tenor sax sound of Eddie Lockjaw Davis doing Ray Noble's great ballad, The Very Thought of You.
I'm going to finish out the first hour of tonight's Feeling of Jazz with a Horace Silver arrangement on a CD entitled The Baghdad Blues. It was recorded in 1959. It doesn't say who is he's accompanying him on this, so other than Horace, I don't know who it is, but they're going to play one of his compositions, Juicy Lucy.